Hello, Florence.
Hello again, Florence. How are you today? I hope you're fine because I am fine, and I am going to try an experiment here to see if it isn't my lack of knowledge of my hi-fi or my tape deck that's causing all the problems in my little business of sending tapes to my wife. I talked to a fella that knows what he's doing about this machine not taping, and he said to try to run it on stereo and cut off one of my stereo sides. So I'm doing that, and if you get this loud and clear, then I know that I can go ahead and keep taping to you. I received your tape yesterday, the one that you meant to send me a long time ago, and the one in which Dad had taped on and Lou had finished. I wrote you a letter in the meantime thanking you for the tape, but since I'm testing out this tape and looks like it's going to work fine, I'll just go back over and tell you how much I appreciated the tape that you sent. It's a little difficult to make a tape if you haven't had much experience in speaking. And it's more than difficult if you're particularly bashful with a microphone in front of you. And knowing how you have sweat out some of the very thoughts of speaking before a microphone in a crowd, I know that it must be quite an ordeal for you to go through. However, I must say this, that when you talk to me like you did at the beginning of the tape you sent, it's just as natural as if I were sitting talking to you, and I enjoy it ever so much. But when you talk like you did after Dad and Elvira left, as though you had written down everything you wanted to say and was reading it, then your talk sounds exactly like that, like you're reading it. And there's a lot of difference, but the ideas are still there. The idea is not to write down word for word what you're going to say, but to write down ideas and dance around them a little bit. Now, I'm not even writing down anything that I say anymore, because I just sit here and start gabbing, and then I imagine it's pretty monotonous. But if I can occasionally get a good idea, then the tape can run along for 30 minutes without too much trouble. I don't have any good and brilliant ideas, however, tonight, except for the fact that I'm testing out this tape to see if it'll work good on your receiver. My tape will play back excellent here because it's on my tape head. But if it plays excellent for you, then I'll be feeling pretty good. I do want to say that that tape that you sent was probably the nicest tape I'd received for a long time. And I also want to say that in that tape is a little bit of history. I was absolutely amazed, and I don't know, almost it was unbelievable to hear my dad's voice. I don't know whether you paid any attention to that or not, but when he started talking to me, he said something like this.
Hello there, boy. How are you? Well, what's going on over there? How's everything going with you? I'm feeling pretty fine here. And I want to tell you a little bit about my hunting trip.
And you know, I thought of all the movies I had seen of Westerners, and the voices I'd heard on the radio. And my old dad sounded exactly like some of them old-timers.
Well, hello there, boy. How you doing there?
And I really got a kick out of it. In fact, I just couldn't believe it. And I played it down, listened to him talk, and I taped back and started over again. And I'll have to bring that tape home so you can listen to it and appreciate that old boy's voice. And then Elvira talking. You know, when you talk over a tape, and you know the person quite well, you can just about read them, what's going on. And it's kind of interesting. You get a little bit of their psychology without seeing the person face to face. Of course, between you and I don't know whether we have the same feeling, because I talk to you like you're sitting right in front of me, and I imagine in my mind's eye that you're there, and I'm just talking to you without hoping you listen and smiling and knowing that you're enjoying my voice, and knowing that it does get sort of monotonous in a way, because there isn't a heck of a lot for me to get involved in here, unless I wanted to tell you some wild stories, and that's the, and I'd have to make up a lot of them. But about all I can talk about is the people back home, and occasionally something that happens here, like a trip I take, or something that goes on, or when I get teed off at somebody, making a big noise and to do and get it off my chest. But anyway, it's I do have an opportunity to tell you how much I love you, and have an opportunity to tell you how much how anxious I am to get home. Tell you also that as I think about my period of time when I'll be finished, I think I'm getting pretty well satisfied that's about what I'll do, is to come home and if we've got enough in the sock, just kind of look around. I don't know whether I'll be able to ever again get back into this sort of a job. I've been selected and recommended for extension to return to this station. It isn't too bad. I suspect that there'll be a time when, if I did extend, when you'd be able to come out and live with me, at least in Saigon. And that would be an interesting time and an interesting experience. I think perhaps this business may get a little more complicated if we have some peace. There's an awful lot to do in this country if we're going to continue to administer the aid that we give these people properly. And the job that I'm doing now in the support of the taking care of the people is just sort of housekeeping jobs that not too exciting. However, the pay is good. And I don't know, as I say, whether I'll have an opportunity ever again to get something that would take me out romancing out of the country. There are an awful lot of people in this kind of business who contract with the USAID and who have been out. I was just talking to a fellow today who's been out 6 or 7 years working around the world for different contractors and for the government. He's a sort of an electrical engineer, however, and he's an expert at generators. By the way, he's helping me out quite a bit with generators. And he's moved around a lot. He married a gal from India. She's living in the Philippines. And, these guys do pretty good. They're younger than I am, mainly. And they're sort of adventurous like I was 30 years ago. And like I still am, I guess. I wouldn't mind at all having you, if you could come out and live for a while in this kind of a neighborhood I'm in. It's real, it's a real experience to be here. It's something like Menominee Rinkin in a way, only the climate's much different, and I think you'd probably enjoy these people a little more than we did the Japanese, because we never had much time to mix with them and get to know them too well. Other than our maid, and houseboy. But here I talk with the people and live with them, and we get along pretty famously. I'm still struggling along with the language, and I can do and say some simple things, but I couldn't hold a conversation with anyone. But I would like to have a concentrated study in this area where I could learn to talk better with them, even if it's a pigeon talk, and find out more about them and their lives. Anyway, when I come home for Christmas, we'll do a lot of talking about this, because it'll probably be the last opportunity I have before to talk to you about it, except through correspondence, and about the future and what she might hold. But you and I know that no need to make plans too far ahead of time, because many things can happen that change the entire picture. And I suspect that's what'll happen here. Who knows, by the time I'm ready to complete my tour of duty, old Slippery Dick Nixon might have us all fixed up doing something or other that is entirely different than what we're planning on now, and maybe make me feel glad that I'm getting away, and on the other hand, make me anxious to hang around. But I think I've got the opportunity to stay if I want to, which is the primary objective. I sure wish I had got the raise. It still kind of rankles me that I didn't get that up in my step. Now they've changed the slot, and I think it's here. All I've got to do is go through this all operation again and get something to get recommended for advancement on. I had it made with the other guy, because he's the guy who recommended me, and now I've got to get it made with this guy to get recommended again, which will be some problem. And I've got to find out whether he wants to recommend me or not. He didn't. I think he's kind of losing his enthusiasm about me, because I haven't been too diplomatic in my conversations with him. And he might think that I'm maybe a little bullheaded or a little bit countrified and maybe stupid. I don't know. He don't say so, but sometimes he acts like he thinks he might be thinking about that. But I shouldn't get involved in those kind of things, because I've been working on myself to observe some of the things my wife has told me to do and be. To do is to, as she says, is to love everybody and to be a good guy, and everybody will love you in return and will think you're a good guy and then treat you like one. Well, that's actually the secret of the success of the whole operation, is to just believe in your own mind that that these things are right. And you know, I'm sort of self-conscious about certain people's observation of me, and I want to do what's right, and I build a lot of phony ideas in my head that that create problems for me, not for the other guy, but creates problems for me to the extent that I do get involved with the other guy by my actions, which is not always positive actions. Sometimes makes him think that I'm dragging my feet. But like I told you in the last letter, and you told me in the one before, you sent a guy out here, a good guy, to do the job, and you expect him to do it. And I, on the other hand, expect not to disappoint you, as I do it. So rest assured, baby, everything will get done properly in time. If I don't get it done my way, it'll be done their way. It won't be right, but it'll be done their way. When I do it my way, it'll be right. Right? I really enjoyed the little wrinkle you put in there of Cindy talking to Carly. She gave me a nice howdy-do, and I thought that that was real sweet of her, and real sweet of you to get her to talk to me. I like to listen to the tapes, because when you make them at home there, I can hear her barking out there every once in a while.